Masechet Makot Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah will talk about if a person does the same Avera more than once, does he receive more than one set of Malkut? Before a person would be punished, he always has to receive a warning that what he's doing is forbidden and also that he would receive a punishment if he does go through with it. Here we'll talk about a person who violates the same Isur over and over again after being warned. We'll talk about a Nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. And if he does drink wine, he's given Malkut. Mishnah says, Nazir shehaya shoteh beyayin. If a Nazir kept on drinking wine, kol hayom, all day, and he was warned before he started drinking, we say, eno hayav ela ehat. He's only liable for one set of Malkut. This person, he was only warned one time. And therefore, for whatever he did right after his warning, he would be liable and he would receive Malkut for that. But things that happen later on in the day, that warning doesn't go on to them as well. You would need a separate warning for each set of Malkut that you would receive. Amru lo, al tishte, but if they did warn him repeatedly, don't drink, v'hushoten, he kept on drinking after each warning, hayav al kol ahat ve'ahat, he would be liable for Malkut for each and every time that he drank after a warning. Masechet Makot Pirek Gimel Mishnah Het will continue to talk about how if a person repeats a prohibition over and over again with only one warning in the beginning, he would receive one set of Malkut, but if he's warned repeatedly before every time he does it, he would receive multiple sets of Malkut. The Mishnah says, we'll first start talking about a Nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to become Tameh to a dead body, and he's also not allowed to cut his hair. Hayamit Tameh lemetim kol hayom. If a person kept making himself Tameh to corpses, to dead bodies all day long, but he was only warned once before he did it, Eno hayav ela ehat. He's only liable for one set of Malkut, the one that he was warned for. But the ones afterwards, we assume that either he forgot it or he didn't remember, and therefore we cannot say that he would get Malkut for them. Amru lo, al titameh, but if they warned him repeatedly, don't make yourself tameh before he touched. And then he kept on making himself tameh to the dead body after each warning. Hayav al kol ahat ve'ahat. He would be liable for another set of Malkut for every time that he made himself tameh after a warning. Now a Nazir also can't shave. Hayav megaleach kol hayom. If he kept on shaving hairs from his head all day long, and he was only warned once before he began shaving, eno hayav ela ehat. He would only be liable for one set of Malkut. Amru lo, al tegaleach, but if they warned him over and over again, don't shave every time before he started to shave, and then, v'hayam galeach, and he would shave after each warning, hayav al kol ahat ve'ahat, he would be liable for another set of Malkut for each hair that he shaved after a warning. Now we'll talk about regular people, not a Nazir, with the prohibition of wearing wool and linen together, kilayim. If somebody was wearing a mixture of wool and linen, sha'atnez, all day long, but he was only warned one time before he put on the garment, we say that he's only liable for one set of Malkut, even if he took the jacket or the kilayim that he was wearing on and off. Amru lo, al tilbash, but if they warned him again and again, don't wear it. V'hu poshet ve'lovesh, he took it off and he put it back on after each warning. Hayav al kol ahat ve'ahat, he would be liable for another set of Malkut for every time that he put it on after they warned him.